This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program, a daily overview, looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about, things hopefully matter to all of us. It's one of those, it's hard, we have great senses of humor. I think the ladies have great sense of humor. Jennifer certainly does, Victoria does, Jay does, and I do too. When I least expect it, I come up with some pretty silly stuff. But it's hard. You do that, that's part of who you are, part of what's natural. And it's hard to have that point of view. Victoria likes to call me Captain Curmudgeon from time to time. I don't know that I look upon the things that are going on around us as curmudgeon-y. I just find it difficult to have a good time. Because, you know, these things are, all the things going on around us are important. And we all need to shape our thoughts and opinions and actions. You know, we can talk. Talk is cheap, as they say, and it is. It's action. What do you feel, what is there about some of the things, like have you helped give a little money to a group that was helping the Ukrainians? Are you expressing yourself about Roe v. Wade? Do you feel like you're being helpful when it comes to other issues, the COVID stuff? What are you doing? Because it's still around and there are a lot of people who still think, and there's some evidence that it could be a problem again. We get into the fall. And so it's all of this stuff. How do you work yourself around it? You still need to have a sense of humor. You still need to relax and not be, you know, there's not, the weight of the world is kind of on your shoulders, but it's on all of our shoulders. So this may be as good a time as any for us to try to get back together and figure things out in a collective sense. I think most people in America certainly agree on our I'm not sure about our response. We agree that Putin is no good. And I thought for the last 20 years that he was no good. And there were people who said, oh, yeah, but he's, you know, that's the way the Russians are. Well, to a point, that is the way the Russians are, because they've had centuries and centuries and centuries of despotic leadership. And so now is not any different when it comes to
the reason, because Vladimir Putin was in check for many years, and he actually even assisted the United States. We had the same common enemy, which was extreme Islam. So yes, they coupled with us many times to go after terrorists and terrorist cells. And so then they caught, you know.
Well, look, when they went after the Taliban, they spent a lot of time and effort trying to kick them around. They didn't. I mean, it would be to everybody's best interest, and we found out as well, the Taliban's no good, be it to everybody's best interest if they were contained.
What anyway. Is it? The enemy to my enemy is my friend.
My friend,
now,
yeah.
My friend is the enemy back again. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that, would you consider that appeasement or just common sense, common practice, looking for common ground? I think that that's kind of where we were, although I'm not sure people were actually thinking about it that way.
I think that the only way that we can ever do anything is by looking for common ground with everybody. Now, there are some people that you can't, I mean, at this point, could we find common ground with Vladimir Putin? Well, I think he's being driven by very big motivations of reuniting the USSR. He's got a time clock ticking, whether he's sick or he just thinks he's getting older or whatever it is, and so he's pushing. So, you know that, but of course, I mean, you have to, look, whether you use it about the very controversial Roe versus Wade debate that's going on in our country right now, you have to try to find some middle ground, some sane place to start so that everybody feels like they have an in at the table. Same thing with, you know, a lot of people criticize Trump for reaching out to Kim Jong-un. You have to find a common place before you can actually build something and make something work. So I think we always have to try to find that commonality. How realistic that is with Vladimir Putin right now, I don't know. Probably not very realistic, but that's why we have diplomacy, right?
Can I rewind here to the presidential election and the interference, and we didn't do anything really to stop him? There have been some sanctions, but they were so easy to get around that it didn't make any, didn't really make any difference. And now he's talking, he's come up with some in his Victory Day speech, some silly stuff to justify the Ukrainian war back to the fact that they're Nazis and, you know, the kind of things that they're, I'm concerned that we haven't learned the lessons of World War I or the lessons of World War II. I can't imagine that we get into another world war. That's just hypothetical talk, and it adds energy to the discussion, but doesn't get you anywhere in terms of price. I think words are very important, and the thoughts are things. So I don't like to put any energy behind that stuff. Just as I kind of don't discount the debate about Roe v. Wade, because it's always been very important. And one of the things that certainly in my relationship with my daughter, I've had lots of conversation about, and I think most fathers and mothers should be having this conversation with their daughter so that the younger people kind of know where it really is. And I go to situation that I was describing earlier about me being in the emergency room of the hospital. This may sound very crude, but I found it, to my experience, to be the best example I could come up with for birth control. It was a horror show. And so under the circumstance, that's a man talking about an observation. However we get to the point of realizing what we are doing or allowing, we become, and I use, go back to Putin, we've allowed him to get where he is. We knew he screwed up. He screwed with our elections, and we didn't really do anything. We talked a lot about it, but they continue to hack. They continue to mess. The North Koreans are hacking, as Victoria can explain. The Chinese seem not to be as interested in it as the Russians and the North Koreans.
Well, I think the Chinese are having the North Koreans do it for them.
For them, yeah.
Because the North Koreans are, you know, they're always beholden to China, and they're good at hacking. And now, in case anyone missed the tech report, what Doug is referring to is the latest that the North Koreans are doing, they're laundering cryptocurrency. And so you have to wonder, well, who are they laundering it for? It's not just for themselves. Mm-hmm. So then there are connections to China, which could lead to connections to Russia. I mean, right now, Putin has a lot of money that he'd love to launder. And, you know, and a lot of the oligarchs are these sanctions are hitting them really hard. And so now they don't really know where to take their money and how to hide it. And so they're probably having North Koreans just launder it into crypto.
What should we do about that? Over the past couple of months, the allies, I'll call them the allies, have shown a new level of assertiveness against Russia, but is it too little too late? Probably not, but it should have been. I go back to my old theory about there being terrible leadership, especially in the West. There isn't good leadership. We don't have good, strong leaders in presidential palaces or presidential offices. We just don't have them. So these people like Putin to come along can have their own way. I thought it was interesting. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. Was interviewed over the weekend, said her country will count the Putin and Russia as being the worst enemy. Everything bad that you can say or possibly think is what they're all about. You don't know unless you've been there. I know that there have been reports over the weekend of raping and killing, the soldiers doing all kinds of things. We've seen examples of the slaughter, wholesale slaughter of hundreds if not thousands of people. And yet, here we are. And he continues to do it. And the only one that really seems to be standing up to Putin is Zelensky. Well, it's his job, I suppose, because it's his country, yeah. But we keep saying we're sending aid and that stuff. I don't know that. I don't know what we should be doing. But it obviously isn't enough.
The problem is the aid is going to be problematic for us. You know, this is the quandary that we're in. And I think strong leadership is really necessary. And I feel like Zelensky right now is really, really only the true example of strong leadership on the world stage, standing up to Putin. But what else do you do? You now that
right,
he's there,
the
you either
what
get
else
involved.
Are we supposed to do?
I honestly, you can't play the what-if game, but I believe that this could have been stopped in the year that troops were gathering on the border, but we let them go. They used a vulnerable gas market to, you know, inflation was going up, and so he picked his moment to go in when he knew no one could really stop him. So,
but this is not really a war against Zelensky and Ukraine. It's a war against everybody and everything. The industries of the world, the economy of the world is in shambles because of this one guy who's decided it's his job to recreate the USSR. And we have an infrastructure that needs to be worked upon here. We're going to run out of money for that. We can't keep doing the money thing here, creating it so that the dollar has no value. The only thing that the dollar going down in value will do is encourage cryptocurrency. It won't be good. It's not good for anything in terms of our economy, which has been booming. And, you know, you look at the number of jobs that have been added. There's so much conflict here. I thought it was very interesting that last month employers in our country added 428,000 jobs. So solid hiring continues. That would indicate optimism as far as businesses are concerned. One of the questions for the economy is how the labor market will hold up as we can't borrow as much money. I noticed I was talking to one of my friends who's in real estate business, and housing sales have slowed down because interest rates are going up. It was easy before. Certain places.
Well, there's also no inventory. There aren't any houses to buy.
Yeah, right. And so now we have wages going up, inflation going up, construction still. That's where the employment is, although there's less of it there because housing starts have slowed down a little bit. Anyway, it's just how much of a bite of the apple can we afford? I don't think we can. You can't. The economy can't sustain $6-7 a gallon for diesel fuel and heating oil when you get into the bad weather months, if it continues. Gasoline, the price that it is, people are still driving everywhere, but that means they're putting more money on their credit cards. And so how do you know, those are the questions that need strong leadership to answer and to prevail instead of just, you know, sort of the bad, well, what do we do if somebody's going to come up or some people, some groups have to get together and figure out this stuff. It seems almost, I mean, who would want to be president? Oy. All the things you have to confront. It's 18 after. This is the DJV show.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. It's trending time. Although we always say everything we're talking about is trending, it is. That's why we talk about it. But then there's the social media influences on a lot of the gossip and the personality stuff that floats around. You have to describe Jay. Jay's in charge of this the overview. We all watch what's going on Instagram, all the social media, but Jay really kind of makes it her business to sniff out the good stuff. So first of all, we start with Sam Hunt, and the question is, who's Sam Hunt? After we decide we want to talk about him, why are we talking about him? Who is he?
Well, we've talked about him before. He's a country singer. He's also had some hits on other radio stations, not just in the country world. This is the guy whose pregnant wife filed for divorce and then withdrew that divorce filing because it was actually filed in the wrong county and then refiled. Well, she's actually giving him another chance. Hannah Lee Fowler is her wife. She's a nurse. They live in Tennessee. They met at the University of Alabama, dated on and off for like a decade. So they've kind of had a relationship where they're together, they're not together, they're together, they're not together. They're due to have the baby sometime this month, and she's giving him another chance. She withdrew her divorce petition, and you guys will have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that you're only allowed to file, I don't know what the time span is, but I think you're only allowed to file twice, and then you're not allowed to file again.
Yeah, there was something like that in the last stipulation, that if she messes up
the second
filing.
You mean in this state or anywhere?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the county or
every state is
different. State. Yeah. I feel like probably every county could even be different.
Well,
but isn't he also kind of like a controversially bad husband? Right? Isn't there something else with him?
Is he cheating on her?
It was infidelity issues. That's what she cited. And then also certain issues in the home life that she felt like it wasn't safe to be at home, even though that was never elaborated on. Hopefully he's come around or wised up. But, yeah, there were a lot of pretty strong rumors once upon a time that his type were pretty bartenders. After hours, after closing time.
Not everyone's type.
I'm going to speak as a man. It's not my type. But what is there about...
Unless they're blonde.
Being... Yeah. Well, that's a couple of other... Yeah. All right. So, if you're going to do all of this stuff, then why do you get married? What is there
right.
about...
I think
what
that,
is?
Yep.
Why do you feel so strongly about getting married if you want to screw around.
Yeah, just be single and do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Why would you jeopardize?
I've always said cheating is like way too much work.
Yeah, it really is. I had a fellow who's a friend of mine who's gone on a bender, and it turns out he and his wife have been having trouble for 10 years, and he's worth about $300 million. Well, as of the decision of the judge, he'll be worth 150. And if you take no other, but he's got wonderful kids who work in the business with him and kind of keep it floating along. Who starts the day with a glass of bourbon? You know, that kind of stuff. It's just, why?
You know, unless you're out of milk, and then for the cereal.
Yeah.
Right. Frosted Flakes,
make something in your coffee.
Right.
Who doesn't enjoy breakfast bourbon?
Breakfast bourbon.
Double B's.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Brunch exists for a reason, guys.
There you go. Fred Savage has been fired as the director of the Wonder Years. Executive producer, obviously he doesn't still fit on it as the star. But now, is this another one of these things? Is it real, or is it Memorex, the stuff that is being said about him and whatever? He's been accused of misconduct by an actress named Allie Mills. But this was four years ago.
She defended him.
Right?
That's the woman who played his mother on The Wonder Years. She defended him and said that he was the sweetest person, and she thinks that this is all just kind of, you know, there's a whole lot of nothing. But I don't know what exactly he's been accused of for the reboot of The Wonder Years, but that's kind of a bummer to be fired from your own reboot. So it must have been something serious.
To me,
Roseanne.
Again, let's,
right.
Let's have some facts here to go along with the accusations. 28 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About 60 people were killed after Russian forces bombed a school in the Luhansk region, President Zelensky said overnight. Reports of about 90 people were in the shelter inside the school in the village in the part of the eastern Donbass region when the suspected Russian bomb struck. Governor Ron DeSantis made a historic move to combat the inflationary spiral brought on by Democrat policies he called Bidenflation. As he signed a $1.2 billion tax break for Floridians to fight Bidenflation, according to DeSantis, 10 tax breaks are on the way in Florida. DeSantis predicted Florida's budget would have a $20 billion surplus by the start of next fiscal year, and having such revenues gives the state plenty of room to suspend or reduce some of its sales tax to help. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Russia's Victory Day Parade on May 9th, a World War II-themed parade celebrating the Soviet Union's victory in Europe. The Kremlin continues to threaten the world with nuclear weapons. Representative Lisa McClain, the Republican from Michigan on Newsmax, says that if Russian President Vladimir Putin launches tactical nuclear weapons, the United States would have to respond swiftly.
Well, I expect to see Putin put on a show. That is for sure. And I think he needs to. Listen, no one thought, or I should say everyone thought, that the war would be over in days. And here we are. And Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are holding strong and holding tough. But we are dealing with an extremely evil man. He's not logical. He does not have a nice bone in his body. And he will stop at nothing to get what he wants. But even his people know that what he is doing is wrong, or I should say some of his people at least know that. Look, he's a war criminal. The world knows that, and we need to be supportive of Ukraine and their people.
The Oregon romance novelist Nancy Brophy, who authored the fiction How to Murder Your Husband, is accused of killing her husband in real life after slipping up and confessing to the shooting by mistake, according to a Portland, Oregon prosecutor. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's readjust our tinfoil. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The nice, I'm thinking about trying to come up with nice news. Is category
the
of
snooze.
The snooze. But when you think about, okay, so we had the numbers announced over the weekend of the new hires and how the unemployment numbers are going down. That's very cool. How many people do you know who are working from home? We have worked from home for a long time. I have since the 1990s, actually. And in order to make this program work the way it does, we all are in our separate locations. Jay is in Cleveland now, and we have Victoria in New Hampshire. In New Jersey, she might like to be in New Hampshire. And Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So we all have different places, and Jennifer has two other jobs. She has to actually go to a locale. Jay can work from home pretty much on the various things that she's doing. I do here easily. And I guess we were in it before. Now, though, there are so many people who are living and working from anywhere, working from home, it's become very popular. So I noticed that Airbnb, as an example, Victoria, announced that their staff can choose to work from wherever they are, mm-hmm. and kind of whenever they want to. to be most productive. So who, I guess my question here would be, who would decide who's most productive? Here, we don't have a choice because there's a time element. We have to be on the air from X time to Y time. So it's not like we can, okay, well, let's this afternoon, let's do it instead
of
now.
Well, I guess they're letting people set their own schedule. So if you want to put in your 8 hours and you don't really want to start work until noon, then you do noon to 8 or whatever. And I guess depending on your time zone, I'm sure that also plays into it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Airbnb is, there's no, like, home office that I know of. It's just... You know, like a physical office, but
it's like
Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
yeah. It's a software program, and it can be
Software and customer service, and then they have a huge division that deals with the hosts of the properties and things like that. So there's a lot going on, but it's also a global company, and I think it makes sense. They're probably already doing that to a large extent.
Well, it just is, as the world changes, it really is amazing to see how things can work and are working. Much of it because of technology. I think about how the technology of me doing this has changed from 1991, 92 when I started doing it, when I had been with a certain company that could no longer exist. And it was just, it made more sense for me to take it on my own if I could. I was the first one to do that, and it worked for me and has continued to work over the years. But it was not easy. It's kind of like, as we're now looking at it, it's a complicated sort of nest of things, pieces that all have to come together in order for it to work right. And it's not easy. So one wonders, as we get used to being at home, what does that do to the complexity of running a business? If you don't see this person every day, does that mean that it's less likely that he, like, in some circumstances, the working from home was abused? Teachers, for example, in many districts didn't do a damn thing. They didn't. They put in for their time, and they didn't really accomplish much, and they didn't do much. I didn't say that about all teachers. But way too many stories from all around the country. There were good teachers who took their job seriously and always have and always will. And there are others who milk the system. And I think that's true of a lot of. I know in my community, when we went remote, people stayed at home and they worked, instead of working 9 to 5, they worked 10 to 2. Or they worked 11 to 3 or 4. They weren't putting in a full day. And therefore, services suffered. Now, people were, and we all knew they were doing this. And it's not, you know, it's just, it's not right. If it's government, you have to be accountable. I just think it's a category. Government, you need to be accountable. You got to show up to work. If it's
Airbnb.
Look,
people can screw around at home, and they can screw around at work. I think that's definitely true. I know, I believe that it's much easier to screw around at home because you can take a nap, you can watch TV, these are things, and I know that because I'm being honest about myself. I know the pull of things that will get me saying, oh, I have to work on this at home, will pull me away sometimes from my work. Not all the times, but some of the time. So I think the distraction just honestly is easier at home. But, you know, you can have people who sit and shop online all day at their desk, too.
I have seen, I've worked in a lot of big companies, and I've seen so much wasting time.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's cigarette breaks every 15 minutes or hanging out in the kitchen and just chatting with people or shopping online, like Jen said. There are hours and hours a day that people just waste in an office. And sure, maybe they're wasting that same amount of time at home, but I think that some of the focus were for people working at home, at least just from what my husband does and from what my friends who had to work at home, you know, the deadlines were more concrete. And maybe that's a good thing. So, you know, you have a deadline where maybe you didn't have one if you were in the office, but now stuff needs to get done, and they need that accountability. So whether you're working your normal 8 hours a day or you're fudging it, you still have deadlines that you're going to have to meet, or you're going to get blown out immediately because everyone's going to find out.
Yep. All right, some more things having to do with what's going on in Ukraine. Apparently the Russians have bombed a school building where there are a lot of people sheltering. Just one more bloodthirsty move on his part. There is focus on the governments of the world selling off these seized assets that belong to the oligarchs. And what they're doing with it. So the government has seized a lot of these yachts, but then they don't know what to do with them. They don't, you know, there are a lot of them. This is a yacht, the example here, one owned by Victor Velksberg. The boat's called the Tango, and this is the first one the government grabbed. And there have been plenty of them that...
What's the value on that one?
$1 billion. A couple of... about $190 million.
Hmm.
So the U.S. has identified all of these things that belong to the allies of Putin, and they're trying... You know, they've been involved in the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the judge has to approve the seizure, and then the Justice Department sends a team... reckon with, you know, the selling these things. And apparently because of our laws, it takes a while to do it. You can't just today go to Christie's and have an auction and sell the boat. I don't understand that myself.
Well, yeah, because think about it. That's, you know, someone just can go and seize your property and sell it before you have any due process. And that would be un-American and unconstitutional.
Yeah, I guess I don't think they deserve due process, but that's me. So anyway.
Well, if you're gonna seize a yacht,
you can't pick and choose who gets due process.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're gonna seize yachts of that value, you better make sure you've got an airtight case legally, or they could come back and who knows what they could sue the United States government for and win. I mean, you have to be careful with it. I know everyone just wants to snap their fingers and everything goes your way, but it's not real life.
And the point is that it could be years before these things are actually liquidated.
Right, but in the meantime, they're not cruising around on a yacht, and they're not hiding in the middle of an open ocean. So,
a fleece jacket worn by President Zelensky, signed by him. Was sold at a fundraiser over the weekend in London for $111,000.
That's really weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's when it makes it seem more like a rock star than it does, like, and I know he's been very careful not to do that by, like, not coming to, I know he spoke to the Grammys, but not coming to the Oscars, even though he was invited. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a way to make money, but doesn't that seem weird? Like a signed jacket?
Well, but it was, I mean... Sure, I think it sold for what, $111,000?
$111,000, yep.
But his wife donated toys that were auctioned off. There were photographs from famous photographers.
That was a big fundraiser for Ukraine across the
country. Yeah, they raised over $1 million. This is the one that I'd mentioned at the beginning of the show when we were talking about Boris Johnson. He was the sort of host of this, and this was at Tate Modern in the Ukrainian embassy held this event in London at Tate Modern, which is a big art gallery. So they raised all the money. They're going to go. It's the Children's Medical Center, I guess, is going to get the bulk of this money, and so it's for a good cause. And if someone wanted to pay $110,000, I mean, you know, to have
this
jacket,
$110,000 or something like that, help yourself. Meanwhile, with the Mrs. Biden being over there over the weekend, Zelensky said, thanked the U.S. for being the accelerator of the sanction policies against Russia. He thinks that's really slowed them down. And there is still talk about how much more we could tighten the sanctions on Russia. Should we? Yes. Will we?
Well, the new ones are pretty... That definitely puts a chokehold on a whole lot of stuff on exports, which they had been reluctant to do. So that is definitely a big step.
One of the things Zelensky did over the weekend was, when Mrs. Biden was there, honored a bomb-sniffing dog named Patron. Did you see this? Found 200 explosive devices at various places in various cities, mostly...
That's a good dog.
Kiev. But wow, isn't that amazing, huh?
Amazing.
How something like that happens, that's really cool. And congratulations. JonBenet Ramsey's father... Have we not heard enough over the years of JonBenet Ramsey? The father I always thought was the bad guy in this. Nobody ever found her body. Do you all remember JonBenet Ramsey, or am I talking like...
I thought they did find her body.
Yeah, they found her body with there.
Yeah, she was in the basement.
Yeah.
They just never found the killer.
No.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So the father over the weekend slammed the police for refusing to use the most advanced DNA technology and failing to pursue suspects outside of the family. They live in Boulder, Colorado. Police turned down help from third parties who are better equipped to solve this case, including some genetic databases and advanced DNA laboratories. So Ramsey said, we're not asking the government to do anything that they shouldn't be doing right now. Do your job and do it the best that you can using today's modern
Well, apparently,
technology.
He said there's crime scene evidence that was never even tested. And he said that the Boulder police, when JonBenet was killed, the Boulder Police Department didn't even have a homicide detective. They had never had a murder, so they didn't need one. And so this was so like over their heads. And, you know, I mean, this case has just been one of the most talked about cases in the country for how long has it been? Is it 15, 20 years now?
No,
right,
longer
than that.
25 years.
I wonder why someone like from the outside wouldn't have gotten involved. You know, there's so many groups, even if you can't afford to hire somebody, which I think they probably could have, but if you can't afford to hire someone to come in and investigate yourself, you would think somebody would want to volunteer for something this high profile.
I don't know that the police department would give up the evidence, because part of this interview that the Ramsey father did, John Ramsey, he and his wife apparently just recently met with the FBI, and the FBI told them that even they don't have the level of DNA testing that third party labs have. And so I'm wondering if maybe the Boulder police just didn't want to work with anybody who's a third party.
Well,
but I don't, at this point, though, come on.
It astounds
me. Do everything.
Right. It astounds me. This thing's been going on for as long as it has, and nothing. Like Adam Walsh, his son, that's when they started that show, Wanted, on Fox, 40 years ago, whatever it was. And then this became a big cause on that show. And it points out how kind of slipshod a lot of policing is. It's 48 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com.
Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday means Tom. Monday means money pit. I like that because I love alliteration. So Monday means, but it doesn't really because the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is all over the weekend. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti host it. But then they have so many other assets like the Money Pit podcast and the newsletter. So we get to some of those assets after we talk to, or we kind of review what one of our assets, one of our listeners, they're all assets. Anita lives in Illinois, right? Aren't they all assets? Don't you look at your listeners? They all,
they're all our friends, Doug. They need our help.
Buy our products and support our advertisers. Anyway, so Anita, who lives in Illinois, says she's going to have to install a new central air conditioning system. Ah, that ought to be fun. She's got a rather small home, so how does she go about finding the right system and the right person to do it?
Yeah. So she says she has an 1,800-square-foot house and wants to know what size air conditioner she needs. And while I can give her a rough estimate, the true determination of how much air conditioning power you need has to be done as a result, is calculated as the result of something called a heat loss calculation or a heat loss analysis, where you kind of do the math, and this is something that a professional HVAC contractor should know how to do, and you essentially measure a lot of things that have to do with energy efficiency, insulation, orientation of the building, how much glass you have in terms of windows, and on which side. You know, for example, if you have a lot of windows on the west side or the south side, you would need more air conditioning power than if you did not. So typically, the sort of basic guess is 600 to 800 square feet per ton of air conditioning. So that means you need about 2.5 to 3 tons for that house. But you don't just want to go with that. You want to make sure your contractor does a heat loss analysis so that you sort of dial that in.
How difficult is that to do, Tommy?
That's not hard today. I mean, there's programs that can do it on their phone. It takes, an hour or two to do it right. But it's really going to dial you in and tell you exactly what you need. Because here's the thing, Doug. Everybody thinks bigger is better, right?
Yeah.
But if you oversize your air conditioning system, it's going to do what we call cycle. And that means it's going to run on and off and on and off, like, too quickly. because it'll chill the air very quickly. And in doing so, it doesn't actually have time to dehumidify the air. And then it feels like you're kind of living in a cold, clammy space. And you can get also respiratory issues and mold and stuff like that that happens. So you want it to be, you want it to be the right size, not too big and not too small.
Not too big. Sounds like take it
just right.
Grandma,
Goldilocks.
Exactly right. Yes. All right. So also the Money Pit podcast. Have a good lawn, a safe green lawn, not having all those chemicals. I'm sure that's a question a lot of people have this time of year, especially.
Yeah, we talk a lot about what you can do to help you maintain a healthy green lawn. Everybody starts to look at their neighbors about now and says, oh man, how do I catch up and how do I do it without putting too much in? And I'm sure, Doug, that it's something that you know far more about than I, being an organic farmer as you are.
Yeah, it's not easy to do, but it is intelligent. It takes a little effort. It's easy if somebody solicits you and say, hey, we can make your lawn green. Good. How much will it cost? Without asking the right question. The right question is, what's in the stuff that you're going to put on my lawn?
Right.
That's what you want to know, because there's a lot of the stuff that's cancer-causing. Your children, if you've got young babies, they go wander around on the lawn. You want them to get that stuff on their feet. You want your dog out there sniffing. Well, let's say there's a banana peel and he wants to eat it and it's been sprayed with this stuff. What do you think is going to happen then?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they're around. And by the way, most of the same companies that come to hit you, like True Green, there's True Everything all over the country. They have two services. They won't tell you about the other one unless you ask them. You got to ask them. Ask them.
Well,
right?
Right. Sure. Yeah. So it does make sense, though, unless there's a profit line in it, they're not going to advertise it, right? But if there's a choice of having you or not having you as a customer, then we go, oh, yeah, we have the low toxicity version that we can use for you.
Yeah. Stuff won't kill your dog. Uh-huh. You also have in the Money Pit newsletter this week a sort of an overview of building an outdoor kitchen.
That's really popular right now.
Yeah.
And what a great project. It's not terribly difficult to do. You know, most of us start with a patio. We put a grill on it. Then maybe you put a bar cart over there, and pretty soon you got yourself an outdoor kitchen. Well, if you want to, like, really solidify that, you know, there's lots of systems today where you can do this with pavers, building blocks that are kind of like stacking one block on top of the next. And soon enough, you have yourself a full kitchen.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.